was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. You're listening to Live from the Pillow Fort. We have a very special guest on the air today. Special guest, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Maddie's dad.
Yay!
You'll know me from frequent shout-outs as Maddie's dad.
Correct. Many songs from this that have been played on the show are Doug Wilson favorites. This is a special episode. Do you want to talk about the theme that you chose for the episode?
Tonight's theme is good and evil.
Great theme. That's the theme.
The theme.
Ever.
Yes. And I've been asked to provide some content.
Obviously.
From my unique perspective.
Very.
With the musical initiation in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I've tried to be diverse and pick up a lot of different genres.
I think you did.
But of course, I started out with The Grateful Dead.
Of course. A Doug Wilson classic. Do you want to talk about your layout for the show?
I have broken down good and evil into pairs of good and evil. And Friend of the Devil that we just heard from the Grateful Dead, American Beauty album.
Great album.
Is obviously, these are the representations of good and evil in Christian mythology, I guess.
Of course.
Devil and the next song, Angel.
Yes.
And so that's the first
okay.
View of good and evil that we're going to hear.
Great.
So that was Friend of the Devil. And next, Can we move into the next one?
Yeah, I guess okay. I'll play the next song. But we're going to do two Doug picks and then two me picks, and then we're going to discuss them. So that's the layout of the show for everyone, the many, many listeners that I'm sure are listening. So if you're listening, let us know. Here's the next song. This is Angel Band by the Stanley Brothers.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
That was Angel Band by the Stanley Brothers.
The great Ralph Stanley, yes.
Oh, yeah. Some words on that song?
I guess most people who know it would know it possibly from its inclusion in the soundtrack of the Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? You know, that soundtrack won, like, the Oscar, not, no, Grammy
best.
For Best Album. Like, album of the year in 2001 or something.
So, if you have not seen that movie...
Go watch that movie.
It's a great movie. Listen to the soundtrack, and it's a relatively modern era. Retelling of the... Of the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, compared to the Odyssey, it's relatively modern.
This is true. great movie. Also, you know, the Odyssey is another major story about... I guess
good
not
and evil.
Good and evil, but sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Big themes. Great movie. Great song. The next pick is a Maddie pick. This is Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. Obviously, Heroes and Villains, Good and Evil, doesn't get much more clear than that. This is also from the movie Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is a pretty good in more ways than one movie all around. So
Wes Anderson has great soundtracks.
Great soundtracks.
Period.
And just goodness in that movie. Shout out to Annika, who recommended this song, because I think it's a great song. So let's listen to Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and villains. Once at night, Cotillion Square, the fire, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that avenged.
children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
was Devil Got My Woman by Skip James. That song I first heard in the movie Ghost World, which I just watched the other day, but it's a really cool, like, old Delta blues song. I don't really know that much about it, but I've been doing some research on the WMFO computer here, and I guess the guy Skip James was kind of like lost to the Great Depression obscurity, like music history. And then the record got rediscovered in the 60s. But there's, like, a moment in Ghost World where the girl listens to it, like, on repeat. She's like, I want more music that sounds like this. And then the guy's like, nothing sounds like that, which I think is cool because it's a very interesting song. Anyway, that was Devil Got My Woman by Skip James. Thought it was a nice song.
And in Oh Brother, yeah, we just related. Talked about, yeah, they sort of paid homage to Robert Johnson and the myth of selling his soul to the devil for that...
being like
the yeah blues
playing guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's relevant. Can I ask why you chose this theme?
It is the theme.
I know,
it is,
but any other reason?
It's the starting point for everything, right? So yeah. So if we can't come up with some good songs to express our views on good and evil, then, you know, it's a good place to start.
I agree. I'm surprised you didn't pick any Bob Dylan. I think the listeners were expecting some Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen. I guess Grateful Dead is like number three Doug pick, but any songs that were thought of but not chosen? Do you have any back burner songs?
I do. Maybe you'll save them for the end. I don't want to give that away.
Okay. Maybe so. I will. We'll see.
I mean, there's so many about the devil that was hard.
There's so many about the devil.
And then...
An angel, too. A lot of good angel songs.
And it turned out good was easier.
I found the opposite to be true.
All right.
Maybe, but my songs weren't as thoughtfully chosen. Mine just have, like, good or evil in the title. But that's okay,
well,
too.
Well, I was themed, and right. My next theme is the...
Is good and evil in the title.
Literal interpretation, right?
Right.
If it's got good or evil in the title, then it's undeniably
related
to this theme. So
this next song is a great one. This is Johnny B. Goode.
Ah, yes.
Do you want to say some words?
I had to do, yes, and I apologize to Chuck Berry for not doing the original version, because sometimes you just have to do a good cover.
That's true. And this is a great cover.
This is a great cover.
And wait, you told me today that you saw this live.
I did see this live, right?
I don't think we're playing the live version, but...
We are not.
But that's yes. Cool. Was that in Miami?
That
you
was
saw
in
it live?
Fort Lauderdale in probably 1980 or something.
That's cool. Let's hear it. Johnny B. Goode, covered by Peter Tosh.
Thank you.
Okay, what was that?
What that was hear? Good and evil.
Yes, it was. Johnny B. Good.
Johnny B. Good in the Peter Tosh version. So, again, great. Apologies to Chuck Berry, but his was great, and so was the reggae version by Peter Tosh.
Agreed.
So, and then...
Then what?
Carlos Santana. Santana, Evil Ways,
yeah.
From Woodstock.
And yes.
They were kind of a... I'm not that old. I was 13.
Did you see that one live, too?
But they were like a big kind of a surprise hit at Woodstock.
Yeah.
That was a new sound.
He was only 22. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so it's got all that sort of jamming sound. It's mm-hmm. got the keyboards, it's got the drums, and then it's got that good Carlos Santana guitar solo at the end.
Those were two good guitar solos.
Yeah.
Again, guitars, selling your soul to the devil, I don't know. In the spirit of the theme, I'm going to read an excerpt from my favorite book that I read this summer, which is John Steinbeck's East of Eden, which is really all about good and evil because it's a retelling of the biblical story of Cain and Abel, which is, again, like the story. So I'm going to read...
There's only a few stories.
There's only
They're
a few
just
stories,
all retold.
And this is it. So I'm going to read a section. You don't really need to have context. It's, you know, good versus evil. thou mayest rule over sin, Lee. That's it. I do not believe all men are destroyed. I can name you a dozen who are not, and they are the one the world lives by. It is true of the spirit as it is true of battles. Only the winners are remembered. Surely most men are destroyed, but there are others who, like pillars of fire, guide frightened men through the darkness. Thou mayest. What glory. Is it true that we are weak and sick and quarrelsome? But if that is all we ever were, we would, millenniums ago, have disappeared from the face of the earth. A few remnants of fossilized jawbones, some broken teeth, and strata of limestone would be the only mark man would have left of his existence in the world. But the choice, Lee, the choice of winning, I had never understood it or accepted it before. That's it. That is from, again, East of Eden by John Steinbeck. I think it's a good passage thinking about the choice to be good instead of evil. Anyway.
It's easier to be evil.
But, you know, we all have some evil in us. Not evil, but that's what he's saying. Anyway,
so
great
maybe,
book.
Yeah, maybe in the second half here we are moving towards a little more thoughtful version
that was
of,
the
of
intellectual
good and evil. Right.
Turn that we're taking.
As opposed to just having the
having
name,
it in,
name
the
in the title.
Anyway, everyone read East of Eden, it's a good book. So the next song is a Maddie pick. It's very long, so maybe we'll talk again after that. Or maybe we won't. Who's to say? This is the Nina Simone version of Sinner Man. Here we go.
Sinner man, where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock? Don't you see I need you, rock? Lord, Lord, Lord. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Don't you see me praying? the river. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, pardon me. Please pardon me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord. All on that day, said a man, you ought to be praying. Ought to be praying, said a man. Ought to be praying all on that day. I cried, power, 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 power.
Okay, brief talk, just because, to break it up. That was, to quote my mom, who texted me during that, a very freeform song, but I think it's cool.
So
you had a comment on the song, didn't you?
Yes. Just like the Johnny B. Goode, there's a reggae version of that song by Peter Tosh and the Wailers, and then Peter Tosh, I think, on Equal Rights or one of those late 70s albums. It's called Down Presser Man. So basically the same lyrics, but
change
substituting Down Presser, instead of Sinner.
But yeah, good song.
So look for that one, the
reggae
version.
Everyone. Yeah. There's always a reggae version. There's a really good, I don't know really good, but there's a good reggae version of Wish You Were Here. Everyone by Alpha Blondie. So not related to this episode, but maybe we'll do a reggae cover episode one day. Right. Anyway, we're going to do one more Maddie song and then move on to the Doug pick. So this is Elliot Smith, A Fond Farewell. Was A Fond Farewell by Elliot Smith. I picked that song because I like it, and also because he says the phrase good and evil in the song, but also Elliot Smith is, you know, kind of a depressing artist, but, you know, he was, you know, dealing with some personal evil, as we all have when listening to Elliot Smith. So that was my thinking for that. We have three more songs, and two of them are in your category. They're in your layout. Do you want to talk about your final theme your final group of songs.
Right, my final pair is selected to show examples of human good and evil, or I think...
In our time, maybe.
In our time, and...
Real good and evil.
Calling out activities, yeah, human activities that are good and mm-hmm. evil, and evil and good, I think, is the order
it
that
is.
We're going to play them, and so I'll comment about that after these.
Okay, let's hear these two songs. First up, we have Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday.
Came
All right. That last song was Bangladesh by George Harrison.
And Ravi Shankar.
And Ravi Shankar. Tell us about your picks.
Well, I think Strange Fruit...
speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself. It's not enjoyable to listen to, mm-hmm. but socially significant. And
beautiful recording as well by Billie Holiday.
And a demonstration of the evil that is mankind inflicts upon itself.
True.
And then the Bangladesh was written in response to the, you know, tragic, disastrous flooding of Bangladesh. I'm going to go out on a limb, 1970-ish. And, you know, led to the genre of Live Aid sort of concerts, the first one of those.
I didn't
really
know it was the first one.
Was the concert
That's
for the Bangladesh.
Huge.
Yeah, led by George Harrison. And, of course, that spawned all the Live Aids and Farm Aids.
Yeah.
And this and that.
Band-Aids.
Right. And so that's an example of, I guess, good.
Yeah.
You know, music and artists doing good for humanity.
That's a great...
So that was our contrast.
Great, good and evil, relevant to the music. I thought that was good. We have one more song. Once again, this is Maddie. You have been listening to Live from the Pillow Fort. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me, Dad, Doug. It's been a pleasure. Do you want to talk about your final pick?
My final one, right. It's my sort of, if you'll recall, we did the Peter Tosh version of Johnny Be Good. And
yes.
So this is my apology to Chuck Berry for not doing the Chuck Berry version. But sort of, if you are good and not evil, you end up in the promised land. And so that's our final song.
Our final track. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great rest of your night. Here's Chuck Berry.
We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody helped me get out of Louisiana, just to help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, I'll a party flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
Mm-hmm.